Cerebra's initial public offering valued at $185 as chip designer taps artificial intelligence boom. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, Cerebra's priced its initial public offering at $185 per share on Wednesday, raising $5.55 billion in the largest public offering of 2026. Investor demand exceeded available shares by more than 20 times, forcing the company to revise its offering terms twice before settlement. At the $185 initial public offering price, Cerebras carries a fully diluted valuation of $56.4 billion and will trade on NASDAQ under ticker CBRS. The company sold 30 million Class A shares, with underwriters holding a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 4.5 million shares. Cerebras Systems priced its initial public offering at $185 per share on Wednesday, raising $5.55 billion in the largest public offering of 2026, after investor demand exceeded available shares by more than 20 times and forced the company to revise its offering terms twice before settling on a figure that cleared even its already elevated final price band. The Sunnyvale, California-based AI chipmaker sold 30 million Class A shares in the offering. Underwriters led by Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Barclays, and UBS hold a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 4.5 million shares, which would push gross proceeds above $5.55 billion if exercised. Shares are set to trade on the NASDAQ Global Select Market under the ticker CBRS. At the $185 initial public offering price, Cerebras carries a fully diluted valuation of $56.4 billion, according to CNBC. The pricing trajectory alone narrates the demand story. Cerebras first marketed 28 million shares in a $1.15 to $1.25 range. It then raised both the share count to 30 million and the price band to $1.50 to $1.60. The final clearing price of $185 came in above that revised ceiling. Bloomberg reported that demand ran to more than 20 times the shares on offer. The nut paragraph: Cerebras is not a profitable software company riding a recurring revenue multiple. It is a capital-intensive hardware manufacturer with a single dominant competitor in NVIDIA and a technology architecture that remains unproven at scale in production environments. Institutional capital is paying 110 times 2025 revenue for that bet. Whether that multiple reflects genuine pricing power or the peak of an AI infrastructure cycle is the question every LP in a tech-focused fund should be asking right now. The revenue math: 75.7% growth buys a 110x multiple. Cerebras reported $510 million in full year 2025 revenue, up from $290.3 million the prior year, according to its SEC filing. That 75.7% growth rate is the load-bearing beam underneath the $56.4 billion valuation. The implied revenue multiple, $56.4 billion divided by $510 million, equals approximately 110.6 times trailing revenue. For context, NVIDIA trades at roughly 20 to 25 times trailing revenue as of mid-2026, reflecting a business with gross margins above 70% and entrenched data center relationships. Cerebras is priced for a future where its wafer-scale architecture captures a material share of the AI inference market, not the present-day reality of a company still below $600 million in annual revenue. The technology thesis rests on throughput. Cerebras builds processors from an entire silicon wafer rather than dicing it into individual chips. The company claims its hardware delivers AI inference throughput up to 15 times higher than comparable GPU-based systems. If that claim holds at enterprise scale, the total addressable market expands beyond AI training, where NVIDIA dominates, into the inference layer, where the volume of production queries compounds daily. Key figure: $56.4 billion fully diluted valuation on $510 million in 2025 revenue implies a 110x trailing revenue multiple. NVIDIA, the primary competitor, trades at roughly 20-25x trailing revenue as of May 2026. The spread represents the market's AI inference premium, or its willingness to price in a disruption scenario that has not yet materialized in financials. Price discovery in real time: what the revision sequence signals three pricing points, $115 to $125, then $150 to $160, then $185. Each revision is data. The move from the initial range to the elevated band signals that early institutional book building produced oversubscription well before the roadshow closed. The decision to clear at $185, above even the revised ceiling, reflects underwriter judgment that leaving additional money on the table carried greater reputational cost than pricing aggressively. That judgment is consequential for the aftermarket. Initial public offerings priced this far above their original range carry elevated risk of first-week volatility. The 20 times oversubscription figure cited by Bloomberg tells you about demand at allocation, not about the durability of that demand once shares unlock and flippers rotate out. The underwriting syndicate carries weight here. Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Barclays, and UBS bring institutional distribution capable of placing shares with long-duration holders. Whether those accounts stay through a potential post-lockup overhang depends entirely on whether Cerebras can demonstrate revenue growth that narrows the distance between its current multiple and something defensible on a discounted cash flow basis. Inference versus training. Why the competitive map is not settled. Cerebras positions its hardware specifically around AI inference workloads. This is a deliberate market segmentation play. The AI infrastructure build-out of 2023 through 2025 was dominated by training compute, hyperscalers buying tens of thousands of NVIDIA H100S and later H200S to train foundation models. That cycle, while not over, is maturing. The next expenditure wave is inference, the act of running trained models at production scale to serve end users. Inference has different hardware requirements than training. Lower latency per query matters more than raw throughput in bulk. Energy efficiency per token becomes a cost lever at scale. Cerebras's claim of 15 times higher inference throughput relative to GPU-based systems, if reproducible in customer deployments, addresses exactly those requirements. The risk is NVIDIA's response surface. NVIDIA has demonstrated an ability to extend its architecture into adjacent workloads faster than challengers can scale. AMD has attempted the same displacement for years with limited success at the high end. Cerebras faces a competitor with $80-plus billion in annual revenue, an established CUDA software ecosystem, and the ability to price defensively. The implication for institutional holders, the valuation at $56.4 billion prices in a scenario where Cerebras earns a durable share of inference infrastructure spend rather than becoming a niche accelerator for specific workloads. That scenario is possible. It is not certain. 2026 initial public offering market, Cerebras opens a window that others will rush through. Cerebras is the largest initial public offering of 2026 by proceeds, according to Bloomberg. That designation carries market signaling value beyond the deal itself. A $5.55 billion offering clearing at 20 times oversubscription tells the initial public offering pipeline that institutional appetite for AI infrastructure names is intact despite broader market pressure. The S&P 500 closed down 1.24% on the day of the Cerebras pricing, the NASDAQ dropped 1.54%, and the Russell 2000 fell 2.44%. Against that backdrop, a hardware AI company priced above its revised range is a directional statement about where fund flows are concentrated. The AI infrastructure theme has produced a cohort of private companies in late-stage venture and growth equity that have been waiting for a viable public market entry point. Cerebras's execution creates that proof of concept. The companies watching this transaction most closely are the ones with 2026 or 2027 initial public offering targets and exposure to similar AI infrastructure narratives. Source: Quartz, Yahoo Finance, CNBC, Bloomberg. Revenue multiple calculated by Plaquemines Holdings. Investment positioning: where institutional capital sits after this print for private equity and growth equity funds, Cerebras's initial public offering has three direct implications. First, it resets the private market comparable for AI hardware companies. Any chip or accelerator startup in a late-stage round now has a public comp at 110 times trailing revenue. That number will appear in pitch decks within weeks. Secondary market valuations for private AI infrastructure companies will reference it. Fund marks will follow. Second, the greenshoe option on 4.5 million additional shares gives underwriters a stabilization tool. If CBRS trades below $185 in the first 30 days, syndicates can buy shares in the open market to provide price support. Institutional buyers who received allocations and are evaluating whether to add on weakness should understand the price floor is temporary, not structural. Third, concentration risk in AI infrastructure is building. The same institutional demand that produced 20 times oversubscription for Cerebras is the demand that has pushed NVIDIA, AMD, and related names to elevated multiples. Portfolio managers running AI-themed books should model correlation. A broad repricing of AI infrastructure multiples would affect Cerebras, the public comps, and private portfolio marks simultaneously. The Plaquemines view the market is pricing Cerebras as if the inference displacement of NVIDIA is a foregone conclusion. It is not. The 110x trailing revenue multiple embeds a growth path that requires Cerebras to scale from $510 million to north of $5 billion in revenue within 5 to 7 years while simultaneously defending against a competitor with an installed software ecosystem, manufacturing scale, and the financial resources to underprice on margin if it chooses. That is an asymmetric challenge. Our thesis is more specific. Cerebras wins in narrow moat, high-throughput inference use cases where latency is paramount and customers can tolerate a non-standard software stack. Think real-time language processing at telecom scale, or on-premise inference for regulated industries that cannot route queries through hyperscaler APIs. In those verticals, the wafer-scale architecture's throughput claim matters, and NVIDIA's ecosystem advantages are reduced. The second-order trade the market is not discussing: if Cerebras succeeds even partially, it validates wafer-scale architecture as a category, not just a company. That creates acquisition optionality. The hyperscalers, particularly Microsoft and Google, have demonstrated willingness to pay acquisition premiums for AI infrastructure that reduces their dependency on NVIDIA. A Cerebras that reaches $2 billion in revenue with demonstrated inference benchmarks becomes a strategic asset, not just a public equity. The risk to our view: customer concentration. The SEC filing details were not fully available in the source material, but any AI hardware company below $1 billion in revenue carries meaningful exposure to a small number of hyperscaler or government customers. Revenue durability, not growth rate, is the variable that will determine whether this $56.4 billion valuation holds 12 months from now. The initial public offering window is open. The inference cycle is real. The valuation is the argument. The bottom line: Cerebras priced the largest initial public offering of 2026 at a multiple that prices disruption, not current revenue. The 75.7% revenue growth from $290.3 million to $510 million is genuine, but the $56.4 billion valuation demands that growth rate sustains or accelerates against a competitor in NVIDIA with 160 times the revenue base. Institutional buyers who received allocations own a call option on AI inference market share at a price that leaves minimal margin for execution error. The greenshoe provides 30 days of partial price support. After that, the stock trades on forward revenue estimates alone. Watch the first quarterly print post initial public offering. If Cerebras shows Q1 2026 revenue materially above the annualized $127.5 million quarterly run rate implied by its 2025 figures, the multiple has a foundation. If it does not, expect the distance between $185 and fair value to close faster than the bulls expect.